Alone at the podium, he was joined by his wife of more than 20 years, Silda Walpitzer. Why do these spouses of high-profile men remain by their side in the midst of a scandal? Here's ABC's Jeremy Hubbard.
I apologize first and most importantly to my family.
It has become a familiar scene, a politician caught up in a sex scandal addressing the media, his supportive, humiliated wife by his side. Yesterday, it was New York Governor Elliot Spitzer. A few weeks ago, the mayor of Detroit. A few months ago, Idaho Senator Larry Craig.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
While psychologists understand why high-profile men sometimes do the things they do,
after you've accomplished so much, it's like, what's next? They need that next jolt, that next excitement.
What some people can't understand is, why do the wives stand by their man?
My heart just aches for her, because I know the pain that, you know, she was enduring right now.
Dina Matos understands better than most. You'll remember back in 2004 when she stood alongside her husband, then New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy, as he came out of the closet.
For me, I was there because I loved him.
She says she stayed with McGreevy for the sake of her daughter. The couple later went through a high-profile, nasty divorce. From the days of Gary Hart's dalliances to Bill Clinton's denials, the wives are often the ones who are criticized and scrutinized for sticking with their spouse. And as this latest scandal unfolds, an unwilling expert has a piece of advice for the wife of New York's embattled governor.
Just do what you think is right, not what's politically expedient, not what people want you to do.
Jeremy Hubbard, ABC News.
And here's one indication of the enormous interest in this story. The website of the New York Times, which broke the Spitzer story, crashed yesterday for only the third time because there was so much traffic. The last time this happened was on 9/11, and 2 months later when an airplane crashed in Queens. The site has 10 times more bandwidth today than it did then.